Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Ladies and very few gentlemen, Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad!
Like a little worried because this is a smaller venue than in San Francisco, so we were like, are they going to be excited to like
Wow, you guys, y'all sold out the Roxy.
We're Ed Sheeran adjacent.
Ed Sheeran is who we are, apparently.
Yeah.
We're scrubbing in live, everybody.
I also would just like to point out that I have the red microphone tonight.
And I have the yellow to match our beautiful shirts. So do y'all ever have those like expectations versus reality moments in your life? Okay, all the time, right? So Tanya was like, as Tanya would, I really want us to be cohesive. You know, I love cohesion, and I'm going to get us shirts made for the LA show.
So cute. Obviously. Okay, thank you, thank you. You're wearing an I'm a Tanya shirt, so yeah.
The thing that happened, though, was that I just let her roll with it, so...
Mistake number one!
She comes over today and brings us shirts. This is today, this morning. And this is... what we got? A beautiful nightgown.
What we wanted.
No, so what I thought was good, she told me the idea, and I thought it was going to be tiny little pictures of our face. Like, if you were close, you could see what it was. Otherwise, it just looked like a printed shirt. So imagine my surprise. But here we are, because I love you.
I love you. Mind you, a Scrubbing In sister made us these, like, mock-ups. Yeah. For, like, screensavers, for like, the background of our phones. So it was, like, really cute, because I was like, we could pay homage, make them very avant-garde. Like, it's so cute. I like them. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I had a feeling that Tanya's in the room would like them, so I feel like we could make a profit based on our Tanya listeners.
I want to shout out Joe. I don't know where you are. From New York. She flew here from New York City just for this. She's flying back tomorrow because she has work on Saturday. I know. So I wanted to shout you out. And when we do this in New York, because I say when now, not if, you're coming as our guest.
We're just going to make you take one subway ride, and that's all it's going to take.
Yeah. No, but it means a lot. Like, you flew from New York City to be here. Like, that's...
I love you, because I actually hate that flight from L.A. to New York. So, like, it really... I know what it means to get here.
I love that flight. I met the cutest man on my flight back from New York the other day.
Yeah.
No, not like that kind of man. He's, like, married with, like... His kids are, like, 40. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm curious, though, based on that, how many of you came from out of the L.A. area?
That's crazy.
Like, how far? What are we talking? Where? Boston?
Atlanta?
San Diego.
Oh. I thought you said Santa Ana. I was like, yeah, okay.
thank you for your sacrifice.
The 405's a bitch.
Where are y'all from?
Nashville.
So, okay. You know, we know what it means to get here, even just in LA traffic alone.
Okay, so I had to tell you guys a story. I haven't even told Becca this, but it's pretty good. So I went to the gyno yesterday.
I mean, yeah.
Just for like my like annual checkup. And so I'm like the least closest with my gyno out of all my doctors, which is like shocking. But like just
What defines close?
Like, you know how I am. Just so, whatever. She, like, knows me, but she doesn't, like, know me.
She knows me. So
I go in, and she, like, you know, like, I sit down, and she, like, does the, like, listens to my heart or whatever they do. And then she, like, I lay down. She's, like, checking my boobs. And then she's, like, goes down there. And so we're talking about, like, she's, like, just catching up. She's, like, how was award season? I'm talking about the Oscars and everything. And then she goes, yes, thank you. Oscars. And then she goes down there and she's like, so what else is new? How's your personal life? And I was like, oh, I was like, I have a boyfriend. And she goes, I thought it was weird when you didn't say, that's the most action I've got all year. Cause when she like,
you say that
every time she would touch, like, give me my breast exam, I would like make a joke and be like, that's the most action I've had all year.
I bet she's never heard that one before.
And I literally was like, you did? You noticed that? And she's like, yeah, I thought I just was like waiting for it. And I was like, more action now. Thanks, Dr. C.
A moment.
It was a moment.
Are we like just so happy that Tani has a boyfriend in 2020? Just FYI, I recently met him.
What do you think?
He's awesome.
He's really awesome.
Yeah, he's really, really, really great. So she went into the whole relationship without me meeting him, which felt a little risky, but.
I know, but I feel like with priors, I have thrown them into the mix too soon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm the mix.
Oh, look who's getting territorial.
I mean, I have plenty of attention, but when you stop, like, making me feel important.
By the way, golf is my new sport.
Okay, she worked a golf event. That's what she didn't play.
In
she
heels,
worked
thank
it.
You so much. I didn't play. I worked it. But I decided it's going to be, like, my new thing because it was so cute. And, like, the vibe was just, like, so me. Like, I felt, like, very, like, at home with all the golfers, minus my heels. Sans heels next time. But so I'm going to this golf tournament on Sunday.
Oh, it's literally your new thing.
It's my new thing. Okay. So they were like, oh, you were, like, this was so fun. Do you want to come to this show? Is it a show?
It's a, oh, what, a game?
Game. Competition. Whatever. Do you want to come to the competition this weekend? What is it? Tournament.
Oh, yeah, tournament.
Tournament. Thank you so much.
Wow.
They were like, do you want to come to the tournament on Sunday? And I was like, oh, yes. And so Sierra, you guys know Sierra. She works with us on the morning show. Her husband's like obsessed with golf. Like obsessed with golf. And so I asked my boyfriend if he can't come on Sunday, so I was like, Sierra, give him to your husband as like Valentine's and like love your sister wife or whatever. So we're all going on Sunday, and she calls me today or texts me today, and she was like, so guess who Eric's bringing as his friend? Yes.
Oh my god,
how did you know?
You have to tell it.
Mr. Tipler.
My reaction too.
I was like, huh. All right.
We love a golf meetup.
We love a golf meetup. Yeah. And it's going to be super cute. But I was like.
But not like that cute. It's
going to
be like fine.
Super, super fun. Yeah. Fine. But I was like, that would.
Yeah.
That would happen to me. Yeah. I was like.
Is that like Murphy's Law or something? Things
Murphy's
like that.
Murphy's Law. What's Murphy's Law?
Yeah.
What's Murphy's Law? Oh, totally Murphy's Law.
So I also got to meet Tanya's sister for the very first time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, we talk about Tanya's sister, you know, quite often on the podcast, but there's a specific story that stands out when we think of Tanya's sister.
Yeah, what do you guys remember? I feel like that podcast really, really resonated with people because it was about my first period, the tampon story.
So we asked her to come up and share her, her perspective on it. Because you remember, she wouldn't help Tanya insert the tampon for the first time. So we gave her a beverage before she came up here.
So just so you guys know, to preface this, my sister is like,
I'm gonna take my glasses off.
You talk into the microphone.
Okay.
So yeah, we need to give her like a big round of applause because she was not super into the idea. So if there's like a yin and a yang in a sisterhood, it's yin and yang.
Very, very true.
Yeah, so we couldn't be more opposite, so this is very scary for her. But I wanted her to share.
Thank you.
But everybody, when we had this podcast, I've never laughed harder.
I gag really hard when I gag when I laugh really hard, which is, I don't know if that happens to everyone. I thought it did till I brought that up and someone, yeah, okay.
No.
It doesn't, she says in the front row. But I was gagging, I was like tearing, I think because I related a lot to your sister. And just,
oh yeah, because
so
I'm sure, I've asked Becca to do
various
not
things.
This, not insert tampons in me, but I've asked Becca to do questionable things.
What? You've asked me to do your hair. That's like the extent of.
I haven't asked you to like apply anything anywhere weird.
No. Okay. I won't do it. So I think you just know that. But anyways.
Because you would not put the tampon in me.
Right.
I decided that you should share your side of the story as to why you did not do that. Because I think everybody agreed with me that. No
one agreed. I would say most people disagreed, so.
There are just some things that you need to learn by trial and error. There are just some things you have to learn on your own.
But it was my first period.
It was her first period, but if anybody knows
Closer
Tanya,
to the microphone.
If anyone knows Tanya, they know that she's a little impatient. And the first day ever that she got her period, she wanted to go to a pool party.
So I couldn't miss the pool.
Didn't want to miss the pool party.
Always.
And I had just come back from studying abroad, so that's why I had the OB tampons, okay? Everyone had a reaction.
I was like, why did you have the OBs? Like, who buys those? Aliens buy those.
The only
and
thing they
girl
have.
Right here. What's your name? What is it? What's her name?
Morgan
buys OB tampons, too.
We're not here to shame.
No shaming.
We My sat in the too. Bathroom, we opened the little pamphlet, we looked at the pictures, I showed her how you do it, I, you know, kind of like tried to sample, you know, kind of show her the techniques.
The techniques.
But she wouldn't even have it. She wouldn't have it. I was going somewhere else, so then I gave her some extra and went on my way. She called me really excited, saying that she figured it out and she was going to the pool party. And so I was like, fantastic, that's great, good job. And then later that night, she was like, I think I did something wrong. It filled with water. So it was completely soaked with water. I said, you definitely did something wrong. But the problem was that later, when I told my dad this story about how funny, I'm like, how is it possible that someone would want me to insert a tampon for them? My dad was like, you definitely should have done that to her. That was like bad sister move. You are the worst sister that you did not help your sister out with that. And I was like,
my sisters are here.
Papa Rad.
Would y'all ever ask or expect such things?
Not even think about it, Caroline says. Okay, if Becca needed you to help her insert a tampon, you would do it.
I helped you. I helped you do it. I just did not do it for you.
You would do it for her.
No,
no. Caroline said no. Hink is questionable. Hink's like,
what? Boundaries. They're saying
boundaries.
Yeah we're
family. That was one thing that we don't.
So
have
your
a lot
dad
of.
Agreed with Tanya.
My dad agreed,
that's
which I thought
so
was
interesting.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, her dad's a Tanya.
Where it comes from, I think, obviously.
For sure. Dad's a Tanya, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know that was really hard for you, so I really appreciate you coming. Can we give her a big round of applause? did have some vodka before this. And just to preface, my sister is like the most amazing human on the planet. Like, literally, you don't get much better than that.
She's amazing.
Like, grateful for her guidance in my life.
Yes.
Lord knows I need it.
You're your own version of anyone. Do you feel like you have a new glow with the like boyfriend thing? Like, because everyone, I posted a photo of you, and they were like, oh, Tanya has a new boyfriend glow.
I know, everybody says that's from that, but I'm like, I've always, like, why do we need a man to have a glow? Thank you so much.
Oh my, yes, preach it. I'm like, she goes to the infrared sauna.
I know, I was like, no, I don't think I have a glow, but I definitely think I'm very, very happy.
Yeah, you're very happy.
I know, I feel like we should name him something. Yeah. You have an idea?
Yeah.
Do you want to say it in the microphone or to my ear?
Do you think it's like maybe a color?
Like what? I like what you're doing.
Yeah?
Like red?
Like maybe a red
color? I like that. I like red.
Maybe like a red like star?
Red star. I see what you're doing there, and I love it.
Sorry to our listeners when they hear this.
Oh, yeah.
For your eardrums. Yeah. But I like red star. It's like puts it out there, but
95%. We all know Becca. Becca has found her red starburst.
Ninety-five percent
of her red starburst.
I got a lot of messages about that one.
I know. Which, no, but we explained that in the latest podcast.
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, that we're doing the, we might be doing another game today for y'all. But they were like, you have to move faster. And I'm like, well, y'all are asking questions that consider a lot of thought for me. So I'm either going to be wasted taking shots if you want it to be fast, or you got to give me just a little bit of time to, you know, go through the
whole thing. I mean, I think personally Becca's had a glow about her. Do you guys think she's had a glow? And it's been around for about a year and a half, this glow.
I don't know if I've talked about how long it's been.
Oh, okay.
All right, year and a half. Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm so happy we're both so happy.
I know. In what world?
This one.
This one.
At the Roxy. So we have a really big show for y'all tonight. We really, yeah, we like had our names out there on the, what's it called?
The marquee. Yeah.
The marquee has our name, or our, you know, the podcast on it, and we are here to bring it.
We're global, basically.
This guest that we have for y'all tonight, we are so excited to have her here to celebrate Galentine's Day, by the way. I would love for you to give a huge welcome, a standing ovation, please, to the one and only Miss Hannah Brown.
Our listeners have been wanting you to be on the podcast for so long.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
No, I'm just so, I mean, I could. I'm just so excited because the energy's great.
It's so good.
All cool girls. And if there's guys, y'all are cool too.
Oh, yeah. How many guys are here tonight?
Oh, yeah. We normally... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One, two, three, four. Four. Awesome.
Yeah, I told one of them. I told one of them, I said, this is going to be the best night of your life. He laughed.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
I will forever be the Roll Tide girl. Like, I'm like... God, I mean, I should have probably helped the University of Alabama at this point.
Yeah. You've increased applications. Yeah, you've done it all.
Yeah.
Too bad, because guess where you live now, girl?
L.A., baby!
So weird. I'm so excited.
Okay. Hannah is a Tanya we have discovered.
Like, yeah,
they
probably.
Like,
we were taking photos, and they did that thing where they both, like, open their mouth and smile at each other with the big eyes.
Yeah, but you do it really intense. But I like appreciated it so much because you were like holding my hand and like, yeah. And I was like, oh,
and
hates
like
this.
But I do it.
But you do it, and that's sacrificial.
See what I have on?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm really bitter about that because I wanted both of their faces on mine.
We're going to get it. Tanya's going to be on that.
I've already sent a text.
Oh, great. Great.
It would have been ideal to have it now.
But it's okay.
Yeah. I have a lot on my mind.
We are limited on time because we could talk to you all day. There's a lot of questions. But what are you doing right now? What's life? You went through a whirlwind of reality TV for a year.
29 weeks on Mondays on ABC.
Yeah. Is that for real?
That's for real.
29. That's kind of awesome, though. That's like just shows how much everybody loves you.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they're like, they love you. So I just moved to LA, like we said, and really just been like getting the couch. And last week was the first week my TV was not on the ground. Just more like making a home.
Okay, so I love you. You've been in Los Angeles for some time now.
Yeah, I know.
Do I need to help you build a home?
No, it's actually like coming together. But even though I was here, when people ask me, how long have you been in LA? I'm like, it's complicated. Because I was here, but I was on a TV show most of the
time. Right, so your schedule is crazy.
And I had no time. Like, my parents would come in to watch me on Dancing with the Stars and stuff, and I'd be like, woo-woo. And I would be like, I love you. I'm probably not going to see you until like 10 o'clock at night. So have fun. This is the codes. And I'll see you live. And you'll be in the front. And I would like high five them, hug them. And then I had to go back to sleep. And it was time to rehearse. And so I was just rehearsing all the time. And so I don't feel like I've really lived in LA that long.
But now you're here.
January, I feel like, was the first time that I actually lived.
Wait, okay. Did your parents sit on the floor or what? How did they?
No. They put me in because I knew I only had a couch from IKEA and a TV that was on the floor. So they put me in a place that my parents and I could sleep for the time being. It was bad.
I need to help you.
I know, no, yeah.
She got it together. She had
a big,
she won Mirrorball. She won.
Yeah. I did that.
She won her freedom.
That was the hardest thing ever.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to ask our burning question that we need to ask her?
Well, here's the thing. So,
what is it?
What is it?
What did you say?
Are you dating
people? Oh, my God.
Oh. That wasn't my question. But, I mean, it's theirs. So, it's theirs.
I mean, I feel like I've been pretty, like, open about where I'm at in my life. I'm just here in L.A., like, eating Postmates. And
we're going to have, we're officially having our Not Yet Wives Club
Not
meeting.
Yet Wives Club.
That's right.
We have to watch the show.
Yeah. That's right. Being a modern woman, I'm going to wingman. I'm going to be super cute wingman for you.
Please. I need help. I don't know how to date, which sounds weird for me, but I really don't, other than on TV.
But I said, I was like, I think it's super good. Super cute.
Super good.
If we all go out in a group.
Yeah.
And then, like, I can, like, talk to people, bring them over, and then, like, you can suss it out. If you like them, you give us a wink.
And
I'm
keep
so
them.
Excited about this.
Yeah, no, like yeah. I'm so down for this.
Yeah,
yeah. Tanya has no fear going up to strangers.
No fear.
It's like,
so if you point somebody out, I will gather him, bring him to you. If you are like, I'll be like, yeah.
But honestly,
bye.
I love that because then it like I can just be like, my friend. Like,
I know she's so crazy, and I'm down with that title.
Yeah. Okay, then this can work.
Were you like one of those kids on a leash when you were little? Like, were they? Like, I picture
my
your
mom's here,
no.
By the way. Mom, yeah. Did you ever put me on a leash?
No leash.
Sans leash.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, are you open to like dating apps, or are you just like wanting to meet someone in the wild? What are you wanting?
I would love to meet somebody in the wild. So when people ask me a lot, like, why do you believe in the show that the Bachelorette and all that? I do believe that love can happen there because I also believe that people can find love at the coffee shop. So I'm just still, it didn't work exactly for me on that show. So I'm still like just hanging out at coffee shops, just waiting to see if I'm like the guy's there. Cause I think it just happens like that sometimes.
I know.
Dating apps really scare me.
Well,
I know, but then you've kind of given me hope but then it's like, okay, I tell people I'm on a dating app. Who knows who I might match with? And then what if they're scary? And then...
But that's like the same as like, what if you met someone at a bar? They could be a serial killer and you don't know.
Hello. Even the people that were on my season for me, some of them were kind of scary.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they did not bet that.
So it's a thing. Like, it's
I think
like,
it's just...
They're scary everywhere. So like,
I've got to go through the jungle.
I always say it's a numbers game. Remember, I always do like my weird like numbers game, and it always turns out weird. But like, so let's say there's 100 men in the room. Okay. Out of the 100, how many of them are you physically attracted to?
10.
Okay. Wow. I'm
Is
generous.
That a what?
I say 50.
Oh no, I'd be like 10 too.
Okay, I'm trying to be like nice here. Okay, so 10 out of those 100, you are attracted to 10. Out of those 10, how many of those will you actually click with personally?
Five.
So out of those 5, if you're meeting 0 men, what are your odds here?
Oh yeah, like I've met 0 men.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. I've got it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know what I mean?
Figure it out.
That was a weird method. I'm so confused.
I've got it. Because
did you get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, if you meet 100 people, if you're only attracted to...
Well, maybe we should put out applications.
No, okay, this is what needs to happen.
No, you don't want that. Because, like, you already probably have freaks sliding in your DMs that are like,
have you checked your DMs?
That could be good. This is about to sound sad. No. This is about to sound sad. Okay. No, I don't think I have one of those profiles that guys are like, oh, yeah, I want to slide into that DM. I'm definitely more like, no.
You'd be surprised.
No, I am such a girl's girl. Like, if there's nothing about, I'm like, ooh, look at me. Huh?
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Hannah Brown, I bet you if I dig through your DMs, I could find some good guys in there. Because I'm the same. There's nothing about my profile that says, like, ooh, let me tap that. And I've got...
Double tap. Hey.
I'm telling you, but no.
Yeah, but you didn't find your guy through the DMs.
No. Well, I've been telling her to get on Hinge. Don't even get me wrong on that, but
I'm just here to say that sliding into the DMs does work.
It does work.
That's my current situation as well, so.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay, we met.
You met outside, in
But
real
then
life.
That's how we connected again, was the DM slide.
Really? I didn't know that. Do you guys didn't exchange numbers that night?
No.
Huh. Who knew?
Yeah, so I'm not doing anything. I got to figure this out. Okay.
Another question.
You're going to look at my DMs.
Nothing would make me happier.
Okay, great.
Dude, wait.
There's a lot of crazy in there.
I can sift through it.
Did you see the woman today made fun of me as a hillbilly, said I was chucking corn, but sounded and like made it like chucking, like ha ha ha, and it's shucking corn. And so then I found a picture of me actually shucking corn and put it on there because I did do that, and I'll do it again.
Ah! I don't think chucking's ha ha ha. I think that's chuckling.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
The other thing I get a hillbilly, so it doesn't matter.
Hurt people, so she's just hurt. people. No, I thought it was hilarious because I knew I had that picture of me shucking porn, and I was like, this is amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
I think, though, what we really want to know, though.
Oh, shoot. I'm scared.
No,
I'm
it's not bad. Profusely. It's good because I... No, this is good because I personally can't watch any of these girls that are on Peter season be the Bachelorette.
Yikes.
Thank you. So, like, I need it to be you next season. Ew. Are we down for a Hannah B round two?
Oh, I thought y'all loved me. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, I'm still, like, currently just sitting at a coffee shop, like, just waiting for somebody to happen. I think that being the Bachelorette is a way to find love. I don't think it's my only option, though.
Of course not.
So I'm going to try out, I guess. I'm still having hope with the coffee thing. Like, somebody's just going to show up. But I do think that there was a lot of good that came out of it.
No, I know. And I honestly, I sincerely know that, like, you were ever holding hands. Like,
yeah.
Wait, that you really do believe in it. Because I remember when I weirdly was talking about it for, like, a few minutes about going on The Bachelor. Oh, yeah. You reached out and you were like, you really can.
I wanted, yeah, I was like, it's amazing. You should do it.
Yeah, you were like, if you really, like, lean into it and you open up, like, it can really work for you. It worked for me. Like, it really can. So I know that, like, this is, it's something that,
yeah,
works. And I think maybe we could have a hand in picking the men.
Oh, that would be,
oh, we that do, like, would, our own series.
Because I can really suss, I can tell if someone's like, if we could pick the guys, the 30 guys, just to make sure. Because, like, I would have told you if I knew you back then.
Yeah.
It was really Sonzy, your final few. We're real Sonzy.
Trust me, I would watch it and be like, no, don't do it. Then I knew what happened. I would be like, oh, my God, what are you doing? But I also, what I like about it, what I think that was good for me, is, like, the processing of it and being able to let everyone know and myself know why I liked each person. I think that's what's missing a little bit from this season. But, like, you knew, even if it was, like, you didn't agree, you knew why I liked the person. Like, right. I really did, like, dive into the men there and tried to, like, give it my all and to be, like, completely vulnerable and with everyone watching, too. Like, you knew where I was at the whole time. And it's because I truly was all in, like, with everything. Even in moments, I was very honest of, like, I'm not all in. I'm trying to be, but I'm scared. And, like, I just think that's really important.
Totally.
If you're going to be, you know, everybody's going to be invested in your life and you're doing it for the right reason, you got to go all in. You can't care about a camera being in your face because, like, at the end of the day, that camera's going to be gone and you still might have something in your teeth or boogie in your nose, and you gotta, like,
boogie
just keep
in
going.
Your nose. Wait, let's, like, maybe let's manifest it now. What are you looking for?
Oh, God.
She's like, I'm sweating.
I am. I'm literally sweating.
It's also hot up lights, here. Yeah.
And then this is, like, putting me on the spot.
No, this is easy.
No, I can't take my coat off because I had to have my person that did my makeup, like, basically color match me. And if I took my jacket off, it's going to look
like... Your face would be a different color.
Yeah, it would be a totally different color.
So just sweat it out.
So I'm just going to sweat. So if you see, like, droplets of the color not being the same, don't worry about it.
But it's totally happening.
Like, my arms are completely white. I can't take it off.
That is so relatable.
What was the question? I tried to sidetrack it.
We're just manifesting. So, like, give us, like, dream scenario. Like, what's he look
was
like?
It, okay.
What's he doing?
It's,
what does he like to do on a Sunday?
Really a look. I realized, and I can even, like, point this out for myself, like, I go back to the comfortable, and there's a type. And that doesn't mean that I still won't, like, marry or be with a Southern guy, but that's not, like, I keep going to what's comfortable. I think I had different other options. I hate saying that. It sounds so weird, but, like, other guys that I was very, attracted to and could have had a life with, but they weren't comfortable. And I think, like, what
comfortable with you
with, no, like, they were themselves. Not safe.
They felt like safe, yeah.
Like, they weren't what I knew. Like, when you think, oh, like, who do you picture yourself with? Well, I could picture myself with people that had the same type of life that I did growing up. I couldn't picture myself with some of the other guys that I had relationships with because it was so new and that was scary. So I think now when I think about what do I want somebody that, like, is like, yeah, girl, go do your thing. It is so supportive and not like envious of that or jealous, but has his own thing that he's also passionate about. I think that's like one of the big things is like he's passionate about something, I'm passionate in doing my thing, and we can support each other in that. Somebody who has the same values as me and like my faith is very important to me and can encourage that and like help me and encourage me to be the person that I can be and not just like, I don't know, just wants me to be a better person and helps me be that and I can be that for him. And then somebody that's freaking fun.
Oh, Tanya's
don't
crying.
Cry.
Whoa.
No, don't
unexpected.
Cry.
No, I know, but it's like, you can find that.
I do believe it. And I do, I have hope in it. But then this is like the side part of like, that's all sweet. And like what I want, but I also want somebody that like will play pranks with me and like leave me in the grocery store, like leave me in the grocery store and like be like, come find me. And I have to like run around the grocery store or like roll down the window and be like, you have to jump in the car. And I want somebody like that.
Things took a turn for Tanya.
It took a turn. But like, but
maybe a child is what you need. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a baby on the way.
Like somebody who can be childlike and fun, and like do weird dances. I don't know why I just did that, but be like weird and dance with me and silly and that.
I think you're gonna find him, and I'm just thinking about the bruises of jumping into the open window. But
it would all be filmed because it'd be so funny.
By like a production?
No, like he.
Oh,
he would film it like, and not help me in. But it was all so loving, like it's all in love.
Yeah,
I would do the same thing back
until that point. Like I was like,
yeah.
Well, I would do the same stuff back. I'm just
you're looking for like someone who is playful, but also has the qualities that you're looking for on a more serious
reciprocity.
Yes,
thank you.
Reciprocity.
So much. You know, words are not my strong. Wordsmith is not my middle name.
Before Hannah went on The Bachelor, she called me and because we have a mutual friend, and my mutual friend was like, "Hey, do you care if our friend Cammie Miller?" Yeah. That works for Owen's Show Me Your Moo Moo.
Yeah.
And she was like, can I give Hannah, this girl Hannah, she's friends from Alabama, can I give her your number? And so I said, sure. So she called. We talked for a long time.
It was like over an hour because I remember getting off the phone and being like, she's so nice. Like, she didn't have to talk to me. And you did. And it was the biggest thing for me. You have no idea of like just that I was like, oh my God, like you thought you're so beautiful and did so great. And like just giving me the insight you did, it meant a lot to me.
Oh, I was not prepared for the compliments.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I was just saying, I actually thought it was so, I thought it was so funny because I kind of was like, you know, be more cautious because production, they're making a TV show. Like, you know, just be aware of what's going on. And you were so unapologetically yourself, which I feel like I kind of held back on that for that reason. And so I remember thinking like, I'm glad she didn't listen to me. She really did her own thing.
Honestly, I would think, I didn't listen to her. Shoot. When like,
you always have to listen to Becca.
I know, but no, also y'all wouldn't get all the weird like memes of me roaring and stuff. So that day, when all that happened to me, I thought about what you said a lot, and I stayed in my pajamas for 4 days, and I'm like, I am the scary. I'm the crazy girl on the show. And there's a lot of crazy, and I turned into it, and I thought of you, and I said, I should have listened to Becca.
See?
It all kind of worked out in a weird
definitely
way.
Definitely worked out.
Just so you know, I say that often.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I'm always like, damn it, I should have listened to Becca.
Yeah, but it seemed like I actually was doing a devotional this morning, and I don't know, weird. I mean, not weird, it's just I'm bringing that up, but sorry, I just talk in circles all the time. But
these are scrub sisters are fine.
Yeah. We get it. Yeah. But that saying, I feel like, is my motto of, like, it seemed like such a good idea at the time. Like, at the time, I thought it was totally normal to roar.
And, like, so funny. And, you know, then after, I'm like, gosh, shouldn't have done it.
But that's just how, like, my life has been, and I've learned so much more from that. But, and it's made it kind of more fun. But yeah, that's.
I mean, it's made it so much fun to watch you on TV.
Okay, so we have homework now. So we have homework. We're going to have a Not Yet Wives Club official meeting next week.
Next week. Oh, yay.
Yeah. I'm putting something in the calendar so that you can't weasel out of it.
No, do it.
Okay.
All I'm doing is trying to find other things to put on my wall and watching Netflix shows, so I think I can pencil you in.
Pencil us in, because it's going to be, like, really cute. And then we'll start a petition to make you the next Bachelorette, because I won't watch otherwise.
We want you as a Bachelorette again.
She just said,
like, I don't know if I would do it right now. I'm really trying to focus on, like, what I have right now, and that's, like, building a home and working on other opportunities that, like, what I might have not found love, but I did find, like, myself. And Yeah, I did. And, like, I have more confidence of what I can do and like, working towards that. I got, like, a weird, I guess, platform to have a career in a way I never thought I would, and be able to have a community that that's so great, that supports me. Like, my Team Hannah B people are, like, the best, and so, like, have my back, and I love it. So, like, just really focusing on that.
Yeah,
I don't need a man. I want a man, and I think that's okay.
I was in the same boat. And I thought I was getting married and, like, doing the whole thing, and then my life just switched like that.
Yeah.
And it catapulted me into the career I have now, which I never thought in a million years I'd be doing.
Yeah.
So man's rejection is God's protection.
Ooh, yeah.
And he's got you.
Yeah. So I'm just being, like, learning to be patient and to find happiness in where I'm at now, because it's not what I ever expected, and it's in some ways so much more than I could have ever expected. And in some ways, there's disappointments for sure, but, like, living in what I have now and being so grateful for
totally.
It. And being happy, but then also being okay to be sometimes like, eh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And I think everyone, me too, can have those moments, because everything's not dandy and great all the time, but I do have a pretty great life, but I still have those moments.
That's right.
I'm just, like, trying to live in that. And so if that means dating people on TV or not, like, I think I'm going to be okay regardless.
You're
going to be just fine. Can we give a round of applause to Hannah Brown?
Ah, shucks. Becca, do you want to do the honors?
So now we have two of our favorite people and your favorite people. Can we please bring out Mark and Easton?
Dance. I think we sit down now.
No, I don't want anybody to get too comfortable here.
Yeah,
you guys can all sit.
Well, they can sit down.
You can sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Can we get Danielle and Tori up here too, please?
Danielle and Tori.
We have, this is not in the agenda, so
yeah,
sorry
confused.
To everybody.
Oh, wow.
But we have a surprise for you guys.
For who?
For you guys.
Oh my goodness.
I might need to help Becca with this.
How we doing tonight, Roxy, huh? All right! I love coming out to that song, because I feel like how DJ Khaled must feel. It's someone else's song. I get to, you know, put your hands up. Like, it's amazing.
Everyone has theirs?
Everybody has theirs.
All right. So 2 years in a row, we had the privilege of being nominated for the People's Choice Awards. I mean, it's a really cool thing that we both have trophies that have our podcast name. And we couldn't make this podcast happen. It wouldn't even be available without y'all. So we thought that you should have something too. So.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm going to cry.
Just so you know, they all opened their People's Choice Awards.
Wow. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank God.
No, but seriously.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
This podcast runs because of everything that literally all of you guys do on a daily basis. And so we love you guys. And no, we love you so much. And we appreciate it so much. So.
Wow.
That's very sweet.
So that's for Best Pop Podcast of 2019.
Yeah. You got them to give you more than one of these.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, let's do it.
So there.
Wow.
Put those on your mantles.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well. I feel horrible for what we're about to do to you, though.
So we're here to play Truth or Drink.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
My favorite game.
And as always, the challenge is finding questions that Becca will answer and questions Tanya won't answer. That's the hardest part of this game.
That's right.
So who has my box?
Oh, yeah, where are the boxes?
Here are the boxes right here.
This so you guys Tanya. Helped facilitate this because we asked you guys to submit some questions when you walked in. So
some of these came from our Facebook group that we love, and some of these... were from tonight, and some of these came from the wild imaginations of Mark and I.
Those are the ones that scare me the most.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
So who has my box and who has Becca's box?
I have Becca's box.
And I have Tanya's box.
Mark, you can't go through and choose the one you want. You just have to pick one out.
That's he can. No. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. I thought it was he just picks one out and reads it.
You know, Becca, I feel like there should be an arc to this game. We got to save the good ones. You know, trust us on this.
Okay.
So who's going first? That's the question.
Rock, paper, scissors? Yeah. You have to clarify when to shoot. 2, 3, shoot. And both scissors, both rock. Rock crushes scissors and Becca wins.
I don't know what I win out of that, though. Like,
you can defer.
I go first.
You want to defer?
I'm going to go first.
You're going to go first.
I'm home team advantage.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
All right. This is from tonight. Somebody submitted this. It's a little vulgar, but I'll clean it up as best I can. Becca, if you could F any Grey's Anatomy character, who would it be?
Oh, that's good.
Jesse Williams.
Jesse Williams.
Wow.
Easy one.
He
Easy.
Didn't even read my DM, and I think he's in a relationship. I'm in a relationship, but if the opportunity came and I had to.
Yep.
If somebody forced me to. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Tanya, this is from Victoria. If you found the absolute love of your life, but they're determined to have an open relationship, could you stay?
No.
Oh, that wasn't
hard.
Oh.
No.
All right. There you have it, everybody.
I'm like a one-woman man situation. I can't.
Monogamous.
Monogamy is my friend.
Another one from tonight. What happened in the fantasy suite with Chris Soules?
Oh, my God. You guys, this is so easy. We, like, kissed and talked all night. And then fell asleep because we were both exhausted. And then we woke up and he cried. And then after that, they decided...
He cried?
Yeah, because, like, he was stressed out and stuff. And then that after that season, they started having cameras come in the morning after... to film the overnight, the post-morning because of me, because I had this, we had this huge moment and no one
and no
got
one
it
caught
on,
it?
Yeah, no one got it on camera. I felt so powerful. I was like, they're like, what happened? I'm like, it's my information. My story to tell.
My story to tell.
All right, Tanya.
Okay.
This one could get dirty. What base have you hit with your new boyfriend? Wink, wink.
Good one. That's a good one.
That's from tonight. Someone tonight wrote that. Oh, my God. She's drinking.
I'm just trying to be respectful because he might be backstage.
Oh,
and I
come
don't
on.
Wow. Say, like, I mean, you guys, my gyno.
Just drink the shot.
Our first drink of the night.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised by
so
that.
I'm
so pleased by this. I'm so pleased. What? Yeah, what? This
I'm
is
trying
not
to
a
be
shot.
Respectful because it's yourself? Not just me anymore.
No, this is not about being respectful. This is about truth or drink. Oh.
It's about being honest.
Tanya, disgusting. What is that?
She's trying a lime. To...
There's liquid.
Oh, there's more in there. Yeah,
she has not finished finish that shot.
That tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Well, maybe you'll answer the question next time, then.
Yeah. It's the only way you'll learn.
Whoa. I'm not messing with Mark tonight. Are you safe?
What's happening with the remainder of that? There's
oh
some
my
more
God.
In there.
That's okay.
Well, that's a lot.
The shot.
There we go.
There
all right,
we
that's
go.
Acceptable.
I'm proud
that's
that
acceptable.
Was a lot. Thank you. Wait till you have to drink.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
Okay.
This seems to be a follow-up to last week's question about...
I love a follow-up!
Getting ready?
She's reaching for the bottle already.
So last week we asked, what are the percentage chance that you'll be marrying the person you're currently seeing? You said 95%, which sent off shockwaves across America.
America!
So this question is, will you be engaged in the next year? And I will ask, what is the percentage chance you'll be engaged in the next year?
I'm going to take a shot.
You going to take a shot on that one?
Fine, Bobby!
I just feel like that's, I don't know the percentage.
Okay.
Okay,
wow.
Really, you guys?
Aggressive pour by Tanya.
Aggressive? That's the same she poured for me. Thank you. Front row.
Oh, back
wow,
up.
Wow,
One gulp.
That is impressive and something I did not know you were capable of.
Do you want that?
Tanya offering a lime, Becca taking advantage of the lime.
What is that?
I love Mark's really concerned for the
I'm
podcast.
I'm concerned
listener.
About the listeners.
He's really trying to like bring them in at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more of them than there are here. I'm
I appreciate
just saying.
It. I appreciate it.
All right, the sixth one for Tanya.
Okay.
This is from Brooke from our Facebook group. What is your favorite sex position?
Oh, my goodness.
And why? They're conferring.
We should point out that Easton and I aren't asking that, because that would be inappropriate. We're just reading
it
for the listener.
If anyone from iHeartRadio at Human Resources is asking, I am merely the vessel for which this question is asked.
What's my question again?
What is your favorite sex position?
Yeah, did you forget?
Yeah, my favorite sex position.
And why?
And why?
It's a two-parter.
I guess doggy.
I just won $5. All right. Why though?
I know.
Why?
feels great. There you go.
Deeper.
Oh man.
My pearls. Oh my goodness.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Mama Rad.
Mama Rad. I'm sorry.
I can't see my mom, but I can only imagine. Because,
like,
by the way, after our first Truth or Drink episode, my mom was listening and she was like, maybe you don't share so much on the podcast. She was like, nobody needs to know that. And I was like, you know what, Mom? I love you. Maybe you should not listen all the time.
No, she's one of our number one scrubbers.
She is a number one scrubber.
Listen, I have to say that might be the worst tequila I've ever had, so you
it's
really
disgusting.
Saved yourself.
I know. Sorry, Mom, I love
don't
you.
Don't do it to me again, please.
And she drank on the other one. I mean, it's all fascinating, but okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, he might be up there somewhere.
Yeah, but he knows. He knows the answer. Okay, I'm sorry. This is from Daria. And again, I'm not asking this, because that would be inappropriate. Daria wants to know, what's the most scandalous place you've ever had sex?
She's like, a bed. Without the sheets.
I would never. Did you say without the sheets? I would never.
Just a box spring?
That is sick.
Becca's like, a car.
Where's the dirtiest place you've ever had sex?
It's not my question. Not my question, girl. Pour it up.
Wow.
All right, Becca's gonna drink. I really can't think of anything like worse, and I just that was big.
Same size.
It's about the same as last time, I would say.
Mark is sober, so let's just. Mark's the judge.
The only reason that I just can't think of anything, and the bed's so boring, so.
But if that's your answer, then that's
fine. But
are
you saying you've never done it outside of a bed before?
My red lip, this is bad. Okay, we can move on. Tanya, well, you need to drink. Chuck on her.
We waited for Tanya. We have to wait for you. It is more than the last one.
You can take half.
I took half. That is so sick.
It's the worst tequila. Danielle, what tequila is that?
Death. It has Tonsi. A D on it for death.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Big D Tequila, tonight. Thanks for supporting the show.
BigDTequila.com, promo code.
I told Mark to incorporate that somehow.
We got
that's
it in.
So
where else can you get that kind of pop from a promotional code? That's what I want to know. That's why we love you guys. All right, Tanya, you ready for this?
Yeah.
These are some very horny questions, and I like it. Let me tell you.
What is with you guys?
Yeah. This is from Courtney.
Like, what happened to the, like, you know?
Like, what's your favorite type of cereal or something?
What's your favorite kind of cereal? Yeah.
Well, this is a question. Do you have any regrets about losing your virginity to the person you lost it to?
Honestly, no.
All right.
I waited. I was 19, so I mean, depending on whatever, like, to me in my high school experience, I was later for most people in my high school, and he was my first, like, real boyfriend, and we were listening to Dave Matthews.
And doggy? Was it doggy?
It was not doggy. Missionary. And, I don't regret it at all. Yeah, he's a great guy.
I do want to
don't
point
know what
out
he's doing now.
The question was, do you have any regrets? You could have just said no. Oh. I do appreciate that you gave us a play-by-play of the entire night.
That's when you need to tell me to shut up. Like, no, move on. Okay, thank you so much. I wonder what he's doing now.
Like right now?
Just like in life, you know?
We should book him
he's
on the
backstage.
Show.
He's backstage.
Bring him on.
Come on out.
Come on out. Wow.
Becca, here's a yes or no for you. Did you lose your virginity with your current partner?
No, but no, but I can't take this, so no, I did not.
Okay, great. There you go.
All done. Right, that's all I got to say. Next. All
right. Hey, Tanya.
Please be like, what's my favorite workout?
I mean, you know, this is not a sex one. So, right. Yeah, a nice change. This is from Karina. If you had to choose between Ryan or Becca to never speak to again, who would you choose? This could affect your livelihood. Think about that.
Do you see what this... Do you
F
see?
You guys. I can't choose.
You have to drink for this?
Yeah, I can't. I talk to Ryan every day.
We're talking about Ryan Seacrest,
work?
By the way.
I can't choose.
Thank you. Guys,
well, your job, your main income is talking to Ryan. So the answer, I feel like the answer would be Becca. I understand Becca's priceless.
Wait, what's the question?
If you had to choose between Ryan or Becca to never speak to again.
You think I should choose Becca?
The practical choice is Becca.
To not talk to Becca.
Yes. Some are saying...
You can text her, right? I mean...
No, I can text
Does Ryan give you advice? Does he curl your hair for dates? Does he tell you what to send in text messages? When
sometimes
you're trying to
he does. Sometimes he does. Sometimes.
But are they good?
Actually, yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. Yeah, it's
drink the
good.
Shot.
They're not bad. They're not the bad. Shot. I can't choose. This is the only thing I can never choose when you make me choose between like big people in my life.
What?
That's true. Becca drove me to my last date.
Has Ryan ever driven you to a date?
Weirdly, he has, actually.
No, he hasn't! That's a lie. You're just trying to make me feel better.
Does he know he did that?
Yeah.
All right. Here she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That was good. Okay. All right, we have time for one more question. So I have one that kind of works for both of you. So I'll give you the option.
I'm sorry. No, that's not how this works. This is for Becca.
Well, but it's the last question.
Okay.
What is the most annoying thing to you about the other person?
Wow.
I have so many answers for this. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that. I'll tell you to your face. It bugs me when I don't respond to you and you pout.
I will do that. It irks my pickle beyond when I text her, like, I just need to know something. And she won't respond to my text, but I see her watching my Instagram stories. And I'm like,
what's stalking
you, bitch?
Her viewers on her Instagram story? Let me live.
Weirdly, you pop up in my, I don't know who that is, but like you pop up, you're like my top person.
Oh, great.
Obviously.
Biggest fan.
Biggest fan. But when she's not responding to me and I see she's watching my stories, I'll like literally be like, hello, is this thing on? Can you respond to me?
Okay.
I see where you are.
Do y'all ever want to just scroll Instagram but not have to text or communicate with anyone? It's not the same.
I'm like, what size shirt do you want? And she's like, not responding for 5 hours. I'm like, it's a little annoying.
Well, I mean,
and clearly,
I made the mistake. I learned my lesson.
That's right.
See, that was another thing I wasn't sure you explained properly for the listeners at home. That you're wearing shirts with each other's faces on them, and they're about the size of pancakes. So
they're
you can only
huge.
Get about six of them on the front of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're that big and also bubblegum pink and bright yellow.
Remember, a scrubber made these, so be nice.
No, they made them for a phone
great.
Background, not for us to wear.
That's right. She did.
Tanya, would you like to answer the question?
What's the most annoying thing about Becca?
I thought I irked your pickle that I didn't.
It does. It does drive me nuts.
Okay, what else? Ooh, you have to think really hard.
Not a lot annoys me about you.
I'm pretty low-key.
It's true. You are the yin to my yang.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Do you know my sister, Hink, one time told me that I'm the only person in her life that never annoys her?
Aww.
It's weirdly true. Like, I guess I would say that the not texting me back does bug me, and I verbalize that to you.
Well, no, you don't. Then you literally pout, and I have
to
be like, I'm so sorry that I didn't respond to your 15 texts.
And then when you recognize that, I'm like, okay, cool, then we'll move on. Once you recognize it. But weirdly, there's not a lot that annoys me about you. Like, you really, like, you're one of those best friends in my life. Are you going to cry?
No.
You're one of those people that, like, you're just so even keeled, and like it's so important for me to have somebody like you in my life, because I really think you like, no, I'm serious. Like, Becca will always like bring me back, and like I'm very, obviously, you know, like I can get very like excited, or you know, like I'm very a lot, and she can always kind of bring me back, and it's like, so I think it's really important for me, and I think you really have like made me a better person.
Oh. I'm drunk. That gasoline really went right through me. It's so true, because she FaceTimed the other night and I answered, and she was like, I don't, spiraling about something. And I talked, and I was with Haley, and she was like, I was like, Haley, do you have any advice? And she's like, finally, I get to say something. We really calmed you down.
You did. And it's like, it's good for me. I think between you and my sister, like, it really just gives me like a good zen in my life.
Do you know what we're going to do next time? And I know that y'all don't drink, but I'm going to give you like shots of espresso or something.
Yeah, by the way, Easton and Mark don't drink sans.
So we're going to play truth or drink with y'all next time.
they don't drink.
How does that work?
With espresso shots.
I haven't had caffeine in 20 years.
Well, you're going to have, it's one or the other, Mark. It's alcohol or caffeine.
I don't think it is.
He drinks none of it.
I have a weed gummy. What do you want?
Oh, yeah! We're going to do weed gummies!
We'll figure out a way to make it happen.
I'm down. I'm down.
You're down for the
weed
gummies?
I'll do it
right now. You would do that?
Yeah.
Because y'all are always, like, smirking over there as you're reading the questions.
Yeah, it's the best. This is the side to be on. Trust me. It's way better.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to being on the other side of sobriety.
That's a great... That's actually a great... I'm drunk, too.
Mission accomplished.
I gotta hold this ship together. What does that say, Danielle?
This is really exciting.
Okay, so this is very exciting. So somebody under their chair has a red heart. And that red heart is a symbol of a prize that they get, which is who?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she found it.
The red heart has been found.
Wait, what's your name? Brittany. Okay, Brittany, you are the winner of Dr. Pepper, cotton candy, some scrubs.
Pop-Tarts.
Some Pop-Tarts.
And then Tanya's favorite book in the world, Calling the One.
That's and then Calling
prize.
In the
yeah.
One.
That's the
Calling
prize. In the One.
Brittany, are you single or taken? Okay.
We have a volunteer for the book.
Are you willing to donate your book to a lovely scrub sister? Okay. Wow. Okay. We love that. We love a friend sharing moment.
Yeah. We love a generous friend.
Get ready for 24 nights of
Brittany.
Homework.
Yeah. It's time for a dance party.
Wait, you have to say it like...
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. We're going to dance it out like Meredith and Christina.
Top 40 soon, everybody. That's a hit right there.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to what we normally do on the podcast. It's like our listener emails. But since you guys came in, we had you write your
questions.
Right, these aren't like
two third. Oh, my God, we've lost Tanya.
You might want to surrender that mic to...
We're going to answer questions like we do on the podcast.
These aren't like truth or drink questions.
No, you're sober. Get it together.
Contagious.
Get it together, Mark.
These are more advice questions, that sort of thing. Where's Hillary? Is Hillary here? Oh, hi, Hillary.
Always have the question.
Right in the front row.
I don't know, but here we are, scrubbing in line.
All right, Hillary's...
to say that like our scrubbers are everywhere. By the way, Mickey was at the Oscars.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Okay, so wait, where are you from?
I live in Los Angeles, here on the West Side.
West Side. All right, she says, "Please help. How do I break up with a guy I was never exclusively dating? I don't want to ghost him."
Oh, snap.
This is perfect for you to answer, Tanya.
I know. Okay. Well, why for me?
Because you recently did that.
You just had this conversation.
Yeah, with a guy I went out with once.
Well still.
Okay.
Did she have a microphone?
No, sorry. Oh, failed you, Becca.
Okay, Hillary, let me help you out.
Okay.
How long have you been dating him?
2.5 months, but like not exclusively.
Do you know how many dates, though?
Do you keep notes on this guy?
I would say like 10 to 15. Dates, but including sleepover.
Okay. You cannot ghost him. That's right. A hard no. Right. So I only went out with this guy once, and I called him. So on brand for me.
I would not do this, but this is really nice of her.
I called him just to tell him, like, just to kind of like let him know like where I was. And I think honesty and authenticity are so important, because like if the roles were reversed and you were in that situation, and you might not be feeling it or whatever, like I don't, whatever the case may be, maybe don't be so mean about it.
You're bored.
Ugh. Maybe don't tell him that, but just be like, be honest and just say like, I don't like see this going anywhere, and just be really honest. Call him or FaceTime him.
I'm not going to FaceTime him.
Don't FaceTime him.
You send him a link to this podcast and tell him to skip to about an hour and 15 minutes in.
Honestly, don't FaceTime him. That's so scary. But
Why?
I would just...
They've been dating for two
2 months.
No, I don't want to FaceTime anyone that I've been like.
Isn't 2 months face to face at this point?
No.
She does not want to. I mean, I think you call. I think you call.
I'm okay calling. I think
you call and you just say, "Hey, I think you're great. I just don't see." What?
Call him now.
Call him now.
You say.
Call him right now.
Savage!
This is what you say. This is what
so
you say.
Savage.
No, this is what you say. You say, hi, blank.
Mr. Boring.
Mr. Boring. No, I would say hi. I am so sorry.
It's okay. No, he might be boring to you, but he might not be boring to the next girl.
I have great advice. I was going to say, yeah, you are so wonderful. I just don't think you're the one for me. And
the
I don't want to.
For me?
I don't think you're right for me, and I don't want to waste your time or my time, and I think we're both at an age where we can be honest about that, and you're boring as hell.
I'm going to say maybe soften the blow a little bit and just, like, maybe not say that.
I definitely don't want to tell him he's boring.
No, you can't say he's boring. No.
No, just say I don't think we're right for each other, and I don't want to waste your time. Yeah. Make it sound like you're helping him.
But I would do it over phone or in person. Do not text
him. We have a male in the second row. Would you appreciate that in a good way? If you were getting broken up with, would you want to hear, like, you know, it's not me, it's not you, it's me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
We love a male in the second row. Yeah.
By the way, that bathroom has not been used, so help yourself. It's wide open.
I'm upset. I've got one on the third row. I got eye contact now, so I'm using you guys.
I thought we changed the bathrooms to be, like, gender neutral, all of them.
I don't think we have that power at the Roxy.
Oh, that was the last place. Yeah. So, no, we did at the last place.
Oh, you did?
We changed them because there's so many girls.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where's Hillary?
Okay. Did anyone else other than
Hillary? Is there
Hillary
another Hillary?
Submitted.
The whole box is Hillary. What the?
Hillary's the only one that actually put advice questions in here.
You're dating multiples?
You're not two. A Tanya, then. That is not
That's
it.
Not this a
is
Tanya this move. Is, oh, what? You're trying it out. Okay,
Mark,
okay.
Is that
from Hillary?
I mean, this is juicy.
Okay, it's reading.
Okay, yeah.
How do I get my coworker to exclusively see/date me? I have a monster crush, but we're just friends with benefits right now.
Wow.
You stop giving him the goods. Stop giving him the goods. It's so easy for him.
Oh, God. I can't believe this is happening.
What are you laughing at?
Do we still have friends with benefits at this age? Yeah. Yes?
Are you kidding?
Wait, how old are you?
28. I mean, like, we're not, like, going on dates. We're hanging out.
You're just, like, gynecologically.
There's some of that going on.
Is he your gynecologist?
Is he my gynecologist? Because.
I'm just saying, I don't think you should give, like, until he asks you on a proper date, I don't think you should be giving him anything.
That's what, like, my head says. Yeah.
I do have to say, there's something weirdly, when you kind of take control back, like, and I think there's a lot of people that can have, like, that can be sexual with people and keep it just sonsy and, like.
I'm you with that.
So
and
I can't do
terrible
that.
At
no,
it.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. So for me, if I'm gonna, like, go even to second base with somebody, like, I need there to be commitment.
Yeah.
So
you deserve
I should
more
stop.
Than friends with benefits.
You deserve more than that.
But is it a conversation? Does she tell him how she
no,
feels?
No, I think she just stops. You know.
But that's not sending the message that I'm really into you. That's sending the message of I'm done
it.
With this.
If he wants it and misses it, he's going to work hard for it.
Is he, though?
He might just be working hard.
And if he doesn't, then blah, blah.
I kind of feel like guys might be dumb, and they don't know. If
I
you're
think
like,
he, yeah.
No, no, if you, like, if you pull back, then he might just, are
we
guys
have
dumb?
A male yeah. in the third row.
Hold on, I'm on it.
He disagrees
guys are dumb.
With the
if
men
just,
are dumb theory.
If you just pull back, he might think she's not interested. So I think it warrants a was conversation. Like, hey, like, I like you.
Found him.
Is that lame? Is that lame? Question. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Is it lame for a girl to be like, I like you?
No.
Thank you.
But if it wasn't so much words. A serious conversation and she kind of said, I'm not giving you that and kind of made him think like, oh, I'm not just going to give these freebies out. Would you be more like, oh, I'm going to work hard to maybe ask her on a date?
If I liked her, yes, I would work harder.
So that's how you find out. Yeah. You tell him, look, gravy train is stopping. I'm
the what train?
The gravy train.
What is that? Yeah. What's a gravy train? Is that's, that
Dirty?
When a man loves a woman very much.
Like a white or brown gravy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, is that a term that I do not know?
Yeah, it's just an expression.
Oh, we're so you gravy think conversation, you say, that. You say, I like you, and I want to see if this is going somewhere. I say, bye, if you want me, come get me.
And I say, let's prove do the it. Gravy train. I've never heard that before. That's cute.
Okay. Cute.
Is it not cute?
This is not an advice question, but it's worth mentioning. Where's Jackie? Oh, hi, Jackie.
Oh.
These first rowers.
Jackie, this is a very sweet what you wrote here. She says, a while back, Melinda called into the podcast and shared her story. She's waiting to hear back to hopefully get the news that she's cancer-free. I reached out to her. Jackie says she reached out to her when she heard her story and just wanted to see if we could all take a moment to send her well wishes and all the positive energy her way, because you know she's listening.
Melinda's here? Oh, my God.
So Melinda's here?
Stop! Yes, I'm here. Have you all met?
Wait, have you guys met in person? Oh, you have.
We okay. just met tonight.
Can I just tell you wow. that, like, that's why, like, this podcast means so much to me, because, like, honestly, that email that you sent us, it, like, affected me so much. And I remember you coming up to Becca and I at our voting party in Santa Monica. You'd never met her before, but you were getting a video to, like, send positivity and encouragement. She was going through chemo, and I was like, that's the community that we have. Like, these people, they've never met, and, like, you guys jump in to, like, encourage each other and be there for each other when, like, you're going through chemo, and, like, you're really in a tough spot, and, like... And, like, it meant so much that, like, you obviously couldn't be there, and, like, you could be there, and, like, you made sure to get a video and, like, send her love, and, like, it's just really fucking sweet.
Yeah. That's a perfect explanation.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, good days and bad days. I was hoping to find out in January that I was cancer-free, and I'm not sure. There's still some questionable activity, things going on, so I have to wait another few months and then do another scan, and they're hoping that I'll be cancer-free. If not, there's still more options. It's just going to be a longer path. But
are you still doing chemo?
I finished the week before Christmas. I had it in my mind that I was going to just feel so much better after that, and to be honest, I haven't. I also have a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old, so that, you know, takes a toll. But I will say that every time I've been down in the dumps and sad, and I go to the Facebook group and look for some encouragement, I talk to people who have reached out to me through my email to you guys, and it's been really helpful to just brighten, you know, a really dark time in my life, so...
Mark asked if I was going to cry.
I also wanted to say, when Hannah was here, I'm like, girl, I feel I'm dripping sweat because of this wig.
I'm
like,
by the way, your wig looks amazing.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Like, thank you guys, thanks.
That's a very good wig.
It costs a pretty penny, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
I feel the same way. I'm always on. I don't get on Facebook except to look at our Facebook group, to be honest with you. And, like, I see the way that y'all communicate with each other and show up for each other. And I'll never forget you coming up at the party and saying that you were starting a meal train for her and cooking for her. And I think it just put into perspective, like, y'all have made friends with people who don't have friends. And, who moved to new places and don't know anybody because of this group and this podcast. So when we say we're proud of this, we, like, mean that we're so proud of you.
The community, it's like the community. It really is. Like, it's unparalleled. Like, I can't put it into words, and it's, like, the craziest thing. Like, it's really not normal, and...
You're right.
In the best way, though. Like, in the best way. And it's, like, it's really special. And I think we want to be able to be there for you and what you're going through. And it's not easy. And if there's any way that, like, we can help you and, like, everybody can just jump in. And I want to encourage everybody, especially if you came from out of town or I don't know where you live. Like, we really want you guys to, like, meet each other and become friends and, like, create small groups and hang out with each other. Because I think at the end of the day, like, we were all put on this earth to be there for one another. And we were all meant to be in community. And, like, that's what this is. This is, like, a giant community of people. And, like, it kind of blows our minds constantly. But that's what we were put on this earth to do, be in community, be with people. And I want more people. If you need help or if you need people and need love, like, reach out, because that's what we're here for. Danielle, saying one more question.
One more.
I mean, the only other thing I wanted to mention was I think you're getting married. Is that right? She put her wedding invitation in the box for you guys.
So
it wasn't really a question to read.
So we actually met at South Coast Plaza, and you mentioned me in your Facebook Live the other day. And P.S. Mark, we have the same birthday, so you have to be there.
Okay. Are you a Cancer baby?
July 13th, baby.
That's Cancer, yeah.
So the invitation is in there for four, but I know me and Tori just became best friends, so she is invited as well.
It's a brunch.
It's a brunch-themed wedding.
Oh, that's cute.
We love a brunch.
So there is a RSVP with the stamp, so feel free to send it back whenever.
When is the date?
April 4th.
Oh. 2020? Or wait.
Yeah.
So coming up fast.
That's
six
like
weeks
a couple
away.
Months.
Mm-hmm.
That's soon.
Well, congratulations. I honestly might show up. I love a brunch.
Where are you getting
married?
I love
a scrubber wedding brunch.
It's in Fullerton, and I do have a hotel block.
Should we go?
I've had some luck at weddings.
I already do have table 12 set up for scrubbing in, so.
There we go. We have a table, you guys.
Congratulations.
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 Thank you so much, everyone, for showing up. I'll never forget this night. Like, I'll never forget walking out here. Y'all were the loudest. I was like, we were in a much bigger space in San Francisco, and I was like, you know, it's the smaller, they probably won't be as loud. Everyone was like, LA's not quite as enthusiastic, but
you're
wow.
Jaded, LA. LA's jaded.
Jaded everything. Jaded.
Y'all really prove them wrong.
You think back to the first podcast with Jason George was there and Tanya wasn't there.
Yeah.
And now this, just what, less than 2 years later?
I think about me as doing teasers and just staring at y'all like, please help.
Enter me.
Thank you so much for being here. We love y'all so much.
We love you guys so freaking much.
Please meet each other, hug each other, be there for each other. We are so proud of what you've done. And
Happy Galentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh, Happy Galentine's Day. And happy Valentine's Day to all of you who are celebrating
Lovers.
Valentine's Day. Stop.
My mom's here.
I would be complex. I would be cool.
Thank you so much, Fresh Brothers, for providing heart-shaped pizzas for our VIP party. And to find locations near you, you can visit freshbrothers.com.
And also to Diddy Reese, located in Westwood, Los Angeles. They have the best cookies and ice cream sandwiches.
They're so good. Thanks, Diddy Reese.